Chapter 11. The Magic Monocle of Visibility. The inscription looked like gibberish. Of course, it was in another language. The Cirrostratons were unique from other ponies in most ways, so Daring felt silly that she hadn't considered them speaking another language. Why hadn't Brumby mentioned this major detail? She ran her hoof into the grooves of the letters. Daring Do had never even seen symbols such as these, and she had scoured countless caves and temples over the years. These characters looped, bubbled, and flowed like the very clouds she was standing on. "What does it mean, Precipita?" Daring repeated the name she'd heard, looking up to the beautiful Duchess, trying to search her expression for clues. Facial expressions were universal, a dialect that every pony could understand, no matter who they were or where they lived. For example, Daring could tell that she was a good pony and a kind leader. Her expression said, "Trust me." But there was also a sadness in her that was harder to understand. A gust of heavy wind whooshed down the path and lifted Daring up and away from her musings about the Duchess. She tumbled along the ground, finally grabbing on to the base of an opalescent cloud shrub. Once it passed, she was able to pull her body up, noticing that she was face to face with the statue of an older, menacing count. The wind whistled, "Count Cumulonimbus." For the first time, Daring wasn't startled by the disembodied voice. A glint of gold caught her eye. The statue of Count Cumulonimbus was wearing a monocle. It was the only piece of metal Daring Do had seen in the entire park. Everything else was made of stone, shiny white grass or cloud marble, including the crown atop his head. It had to mean something. The way the light shone onto it practically begged for it to be pilfered. Daring Do didn't need any more convincing. That monocle was already hers. The adventurer sprang up and landed on the Count's shoulder. A cloudy mist rolled across the park in great billows and waves, encircling the statues and shielding their faces. "Intruder, intruder," something hissed as the magical mist swirled around Daring's mane and into her ears. "Intruder." Her eyes began to sting. She closed them tight and held them shut for just a moment. Poison clouds? What was she going to do now? The goggles! They were the answer. But just as Daring found them in her satchel, her body lurched forward. The goggles slipped out of her hoof and fell down into the bottomless sky. Daring opened her eyes and whipped her head around to see the culprit who had shoved her. The mist had formed into a perfect likeness of Brumby. He threw his mist body against hers again, propelling her forward. Daring grunted as he knocked the wind out of her lungs. She blinked furiously. "What do you want?" she cried out to the cloud Brumby. His face was grave, and he pointed his hoof toward the statue of the Count. Cloud Brumby threw his body against her again, causing her to tumble right past the massive pair of military ponies, Sergeant Stormbringer and Major Morningblade, and straight to the hoof of the statue of Count Cumulonimbus. A glint of golden light pierced through the mist. It was the monocle that he was wearing.
"Take it,"
Brumby's voice commanded as a gust of wind surged, causing his likeness to disperse. Daring snapped to action, reaching across the Count's face and pulling out the golden monocle. She was surprised at how little resistance it gave her. She looped the gold chain around her neck like a piece of heavy jewellery and jumped off the statue, narrowly missing a poison cloud headed straight for her. Daring Do flew between the statues, darting up and down without a single look back. The edge of the park wasn't far. If only she could get away from the platform, Daring could lose the poison mist. Daring dived down between the legs of a massive marble stallion. Intruder! The alert seemed to be all around her. She heard it inside her mind as well as through her ears. Daring pushed faster, beating her wings as hard as she could. She twisted her body, bearing right. The angle of the manoeuvre caused the monocle to swing up into her line of vision. Suddenly, a vast metropolis of clouds extended before her into the distance. When the monocle fell away again, Daring couldn't see anything. It was remarkable. Cirrostrata really had been there all along, but was completely invisible to her regular Pegasus eyes. She tore her goggles off in elation and affixed the monocle to her right eye. When she turned back to observe the destruction she'd caused in the sky park, everything looked normal, just as it had before she stepped hoof onto the platform. Even from this far away, Daring Do could see that another golden monocle had miraculously regenerated on the face of the Count's statue. As Daring Do flew toward her destiny, she couldn't help wondering how she would fare in a place where she couldn't trust her own eyes. For all she knew about Cirrostrata, Daring Do might as well be flying blind.